Rob, with what, not too far now until the start of the season, how's pre-season going?
Yeah, really good. I think we're achieving most of the things that we set out to achieve. There's a big task with 10 new players coming in. We get to gel the squad and also get them fit. And I think we're getting where we need to be as a group. They look stronger, they look fitter, and they look like a team, which is good. So it's pleasing from our point of view that there's actually work in progress and some things being achieved as well.
Looking at that mix of players that you've got now, with the new experienced players and also a couple of other new youngsters as well in this year, I mean, how is the blend?
I think it's gone as well as we could have hoped, really. I think there's a challenge within getting the right people when you're recruiting, and if you get the right people, you've got a better chance of it working, or it's certainly giving you a good start point. It's not to say there's not going to be challenges through the year, but at least we know that we've got a group of people that are really on board with what we're trying to do, and we've added a lot of leadership and quality even amongst those young people that have come in. They've all added something to the group, and because they're people that we've selected and wanted to have here and had on the base of both their playing ability and also their personality, it makes it a little bit easier as a start point.
Have you decided squad numbers yet for next year?
We've talked about it internally, and with so many new people, I think it was only fair to give everyone a little bit of a crack first. So I think we need to get them in with the RFL first week in January, and we'll probably do that internally as a staff. We'll go through that and talk to players and then hand them out at the start of the new year. But I just felt as though it's a bit different probably for us with such a big turnover to let people have the fullness to explore it and then work out who is deserving of those starting 13 shirts. Some people put a lot of importance on it, some people don't, so it just depends on your outlook, I suppose.
David Hughes said at the end of the season that it could pretty much be a brand new starting 13 when you come to your first game of 2012. I mean, in your head at the moment, what are you thinking in terms of squad numbers? Are we going to see a completely different team, or will there still be 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50% of the old squad?
Yeah, I think that it's going to be a bit of a balance, and I don't know the exact percentage in my head, but a lot of the guys that we have brought in would, at least on paper, experience-wise and time in the game, probably pick up one of those starting 13 numbers. They've also been pushed hard because the younger guys at the other end of the squad who have come through have trained really hard. So I think it's been one of those where it's been pleasing that there is some jostling for position, and as the team gets together again, it's in that period where everyone's learning about each other. There's some natural jostling amongst themselves for where they sit in the group again, which is a challenging time, and it's a bit hard because it puts people out of their comfort zone, maybe some guys that have been here a long time. But also it's a positive thing because it means that people can't rest on their laurels. So I think that there'll be some, there will be quite a few of those guys that we brought in who will be named in that starting 13 numbers, but that's why we got those sort of quality players to do that.
Are there any certain positions that you've already decided? I know you've got Michael Robertson that can sort of go full-back or wing. You've got Gower coming into the halves, which gives you a great few combinations. Anything like that been decided?
They've been practicing. Luke Dawn's been practicing as a full-back, and Michael Witt and Craig Gower in the halves. We've obviously had the issue with Dan Sargentson, who had the hand problem, which is mending very well, but he's not been able to do as much of the ball work as we would have liked. Michael Robertson could obviously play on a wing, comfortably has done, but has played a lot of his football as a fullback, so he gives us a bit of backup there. So if something did go wrong in the halves, we've got the option to move Dorney there and Michael Robertson off a wing into fullback, or start him as a fullback if things aren't going the way we want them to, because I think we are in a position now where we'll be pretty confident in moving people around if guys aren't quite performing where they need to do. There's a lot of trust that goes into working with a squad, and without it becoming, if you don't play well, you're out. We've got to have a mentality that we've got to move things around pretty early if things aren't working, and people have to be on their toes, ready to feel as though there's some challenge within the squad, which is a healthy thing.
You've got a pre-season game again.